What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Caught Offsides. I am Joe.
And I'm Alex.
And today we got a doozy of an episode here for you. There's a lot that went on over the past weekend in the world of football. But first, we're going to go over the results for, what is it, match day 29? Oh, no, sorry. I'm so behind. 34. Sorry.
You know what? No, guys, before we go ahead, you know, Joey made an apology last week and it didn't even go out because of your computer crashing. So you're going to have to make another apology today again, man. Hopefully this one actually goes through.
Okay. So I do want to apologize for that. I recently went on a vacation or a holiday, depending on where you guys are located. Listen to this. I went to Denver, Colorado, and I went to go edit the last week's podcast, and I realized that there's no audio on my part of the podcast. So, my bad, I guess. I don't know what else to say. I really don't.
Well, you'll be happy to hear, Joey, that I'm going to be making a GoFundMe link so we can fund a new computer for you, a new microphone for you. And I don't know, man. Hopefully that helps you out.
Let me just say that it wasn't my computer. It was more like a user error.
Sure. Anyways, let's go ahead to what happened last week first, and then we'll go over the results for the Premier League.
It's 34. So first off, we got Luton versus Brentford. Brentford took care of business 5-1, which I made the prediction correct. I had Brentford winning 2-0. You had Luton 1-0. So I get all 3 points there. Next is Sheffield versus Burnley. Burnley, your boy has Burnley turning around. They're still going to go down, but they turn them around. I can't remember what my prediction was. I'm just assuming I was going to do two. It was 2-2. But we both predicted a draw, so neither of us got points. Next is Wolves versus Arsenal. Arsenal took care of business 2-0 over Wolves. We both predicted that game correctly. You actually had the score correct, which is, I think it's 2 weeks in a row that you had at least one game with the score absolutely correct. So we both get 3 points there. Next is Everton versus Forest. And Everton, as much as I would love to see them go down, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen anymore. Everton beats Forest 2-0, which we both had Forest winning. So we get no points there. I think we're going back to being frauds, but
we're definitely frauds.
Anyways, next match, Palace versus West Ham. You had a 2-2 draw. I had West Ham winning 2-1, so we both get no points. And like I said, we might be on fraud watch right now. Villa versus Bournemouth. Villa wins 3-1, which you predicted correctly. You had Villa winning 4-0. I had a 2-2 draw, so you get 3 points there. And then the final match, Fulham versus Liverpool. Liverpool beats Fulham 3-1. You had a draw. I had Fulham winning, so we both get 0 points from that match too. So
frauds.
Yeah, we both like, get two wins. We both get two wins, no draws. So
only frauds, bro.
Only frauds. Yeah. So update the table. We both have. Oh, sorry. I have 122 points. You're sitting at 109. So it's the same amount of points from last time. You never know. You never know. One good week of predictions could do it. And like I'm literally, some of these games I remember predicting last week, even though you guys didn't hear it, of course. But I remember predicting the games differently than how I normally do, just to like in the competitive spirit of our little wager we have here. But yeah, I'm sitting at 122. You're at 109. So it's still doable. You can still catch up. And I think right now you have the tiebreaker on me with the correct score lines. So
the Lord allows it.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's see. I didn't write down this down in the doc. So I'm just gonna do it on the fly here. So now we're going to do, what is it, match day 35. First is going to be Liverpool versus West Ham. What are your predictions, sir?
Liverpool versus West Ham. You know what? I'm going to go for Liverpool 3-1 just because of how crap West Ham have been, especially after getting spanked. By Palace, 3-1 Liverpool.
I don't give a fuck anymore about Liverpool because their season is done. So I am gonna go ahead and say it's 2-2.
2-2. I see them bouncing back.
Maybe. But you never know. Okay. So next is Wolves versus Luton Town. What is your prediction?
It's easy. Wolves 2-1. 2-1 to Wolves.
Okay. I also see Wolves winning. I think they're going to win 3-1. Next is Fulham versus Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace are on fire, man. Go with Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace 3. And who'd you say we were using? Palace versus
Fulham.
Fulham, yeah, Fulham 1. 3-1, my friend.
I know Fulham is like kind of up and down.
Yeah, it's like when they're shit, they're shit, and when they're good, they're like really good.
I think Fulham are gonna do it. I think they're gonna win 2-1.
Let's see.
Okay. Newcastle versus Sheffield.
Newcastle versus Sheffield. Newcastle, Sheffield are drawing 1-1.
I have Newcastle winning 2-0.
Zero.
Newcastle 2-0. Against Sheffield. All right. United versus Burnley.
United winning 2-0.
I will have United 2-1. Next will be Everton versus Brentford.
Everton versus Brentford. I'm gonna say, that's tough with Brentford. For good. I'm gonna say 2-2. It's a draw. That's tough.
I think, again, as much as I want them to go down, I think they're actually going to do it. They're gonna win. They're gonna win 2-1.
2-1.
Okay. Villa versus Chelsea.
Villa versus Chelsea. Villa. Villa all day. Villa 2-1. Chelsea are another team that are a disgrace to the Premier League, man.
You're crazy, bro. You're crazy. I have Villa. I have Chelsea winning 3-1.
Okay, bro. All right. Yeah. Bro, Chelsea could even beat tired Manchester City. A city who didn't, their own players didn't think they were going to win.
Bro.
The fact that they couldn't win is embarrassing, man.
Have you seen any of the scores, bro? Have you seen any of the scores?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this past weekend. Didn't they just win? Oh, no, they lost 5-0. Never mind. I thought they won 5-0. Anyways, I'm still gonna back my fucking choice. Chelsea's gonna win 3-1. Okay. Don't give me your shit. Bournemouth versus Brighton.
Brighton, I'll say Brighton 2-1.
2-1 Brighton?
2-1 Brighton.
I think I'll give it to Bournemouth today. I hope they don't let me down. Bournemouth, I'm going to say 1-0.
1-0.
Okay. Spurs versus Arsenal.
That's a tough man. You know, my heart wants Arsenal to lose, but my brain tells me Arsenal are going to absolutely smack Spurs. So I'm going to go for Arsenal 3-1. 3-1.
I'm also going to go Arsenal. I think it's going to be 2-0.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't see Arsenal losing a game for the rest of the season or even drawing a game for the rest of the season. It's going to be difficult.
Well, I mean, if they get past this game, I really don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Final game of the match day is Forest versus City.
It's going to be a tough game, obviously. All the games here are tough. I'm going to go with City. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with City 2-1.
City 2-1 or Forest 2-1?
Yes. No, City 2-1. The reason why I say is hopefully I'm wrong is because I want City to win by like 4 goals, dude. I don't want them to give me a nervy, you know, like.
But you know ending to the match. That's going to happen, though.
Well, hopefully not, man. Only one can hope. Let a man dream.
I think it's going to be easy for you guys. I'm going to say it's 3-1. 3-1 City.
Say 3-1. Thank you, Joey.
You're welcome. You see what I do for you, man? See what I do for you? And I need you to manifest that same positivity for me and my team as we're trying to fucking,
Juve,
to fucking qualify for Champions League, and we're holding on by a thread.
Wait, really, what place are Juve in?
Oh,
what
place are Juve in? We are in third place, but third and isn't fifth is so close.
Wait. It's but for Serie A, it's just like the Premier League, right? For the first four?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, don't worry, dude. You got it.
hold on. Let me.
You got it, man.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Never mind. I just looked at the points in fifth. I think it's Bologna's in fifth, and they're on 55 points. But anyways, but yeah, that's going to be our predictions. We still haven't even decided on what the forfeit's going to be. So, I mean, we got to figure that out pretty soon.
It's going to be to wax your leg, man.
Is that what you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, you know, for the channel, bro.
Do you want to wax your leg, bro? Is that the question? Do you want to wax your leg? Because right now, that is you, my friend.
I mean, that's listen. A forfeit is a forfeit, right? It's got to be something you don't want to do. So,
correct.
I really don't want to do. You know what I mean? I don't. But hey, And then that's what
next takes. Next season, we're going to determine this before the season starts. So,
Yeah.
Just to get that out of the way. But
right.
Next, we are going to be talking about the fallout from the Champions League results. Last week, we had the second leg of the quarterfinals, and we're going to go over that right now. Hold on. Okay. So last week, let's start off with Dortmund. We'll save, you know, the obvious matches for last. We'll start with Dortmund and Atletico. I did not watch any of these games only because I was preoccupied and getting ready for my fucking trip, right? But I did see recap. I did see, like, people doing vlogs of the game, and the one specifically that I remember is Dortmund Atletico, the second leg, fucking like a show. It was a show, the second leg.
Hey, nobody had hope, not even me, man.
I want to say this right now. Dortmund are winning the fucking Champions League, bro. Dortmund are winning the Champions League. They're already in the finals. Dude,
you are jinxing poor old Dortmund, bro.
No,
you said
I said this Manchester last time too.
You're gonna beat Real Madrid.
I said this last time. That's not what I said. I said when it comes to the big matches, you cannot go against City. I didn't say City was going to win. I didn't say that. I said you can't bet against City in big matches. Now, I happened to be wrong in this particular moment, but listen, I that's still true. I'd still pick Man City 10 times out of 10 over anyone in any situation. So,
yeah, but let's go back to Dortmund versus Atletico. Yes.
So the aggregate ended 5-4, and Dortmund ended up winning 4-2 at home against Atletico. I thought that Dortmund were dead in the water. And then they scored the goal to make it 3-2 to tie the aggregate. And for whatever reason, like, I don't know what happened. It's like Atletico switched off, bro. It's like they switched off. They did not seem like they wanted to play. They didn't seem like they wanted to play, and they switched it back on right at the end of the match. When there's literally like 10, 15 minutes at the end of the game, they're like, "Oh shit, we're about to lose," and like that's when they started trying. But listen, man, I gotta give it to Dortmund, their players, their fans, and then you look at their squad. They got a squad that's been there, done that. You know, they're a little older.
Yeah, and you know,
they're a little older, but they have that experience.
I would love for Dortmund to win the Champions League just because it would make me so happy knowing that they won the Champions League after Jude Bellingham, their biggest coward, left their team. But bro, listen, I'm still pissed off at what happened last season. Dortmund should have won the league, and this dumbass is on the bench giving water to the players on the field. Why are you on the bench if you're not going to play, man? He was clearly on the bench because in his head, he was like, "Oh, the team's going to win, and then I'm going to get a picture with the trophy." Dude, he's a coward, man. He should have played. He didn't play because he was going to Madrid. Dortmund should have won the league last season. Like, the last game of the season, they had it in their hands, but nope. Their biggest player, their star, decides to not play and not risk an injury because he's going to Madrid. Coward, bro. That was a mini rant. Jesus,
yeah, fine. I have a feeling you're gonna have some more later. So that was it, man.
That was it.
Move on to the next game. I don't know what the fuck happened here, man. Barcelona gets knocked out by PSG 4-1.
You know what happened, bro? I can tell you what happened. Araujo being an idiot. That's what happened.
Yeah, they got a
Araujo.
They got a red card early on, right?
Man, yo, the 29th. Yeah, that's what it was.
red card.
That's what it was.
And they scored early. They scored in the 12th minute too.
Right. No, but it was annoying because, first of all, Gundogan said it. Why would you touch a player in that situation? Dude, let him run. Like, you don't know if he's going to miss. You don't know if the goalkeeper's going to save it. Or even if he scores. At least we're still going to be 11 versus 11. But Araujo is just... I mean, this season he hasn't been good, let's be honest with ourselves. He's kind of sucked this season.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Barcelona, man.
No, but listen, if it wasn't for that red card, PSG weren't winning this. For that red card, PSG weren't winning.
I'm not gonna lie. I got scared. I got scared that the PSG curse was broken this year. Like it's not broken yet. I'm kind of tense because it's like
no. The only reason that happened is because some retard decided to take the player down in the 30th minute of the match when there was still another half to play. You don't do that, man. Like Gundogan said, what if he missed? What if the player missed? What if the goalkeeper saved it? Like, even if he scored, Barcelona were still going to win the game, man. Because it happened at PSG's home as well. Like, the 11 versus 11, Barcelona were better.
Yeah. They were better.
And because think about it. So when that red card happened, Xavi, for some reason, took out the young kid, the winger. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Jamil or some shit like that. Jamal. I don't know his name. That was their best winger. The guy who he got the assist for the goal, for the only Barca goal. He takes him out and brings in a defender. If I'm Xavi, I'm taking out Lewandowski. Because Lewandowski's old. He didn't do shit in both of the games. So take him out and leave your best winger on the field, man. But, hey, listen, I'm not Xavi. You know what I mean? I actually keep my word.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Next match is going to be Bayern versus Arsenal. And that ended 1-0, which means that Bayern eliminates Arsenal from the Champions League.
No surprises there.
This was, and just looking at the scoreline and looking at the shots and on target and whenever possession, it was very close.
Still
a little disappointed in Arsenal, only because they are, I want to say, in terms of form, the better team.
I would say this: if you watch the game, the better chances were for Bayern. Like Bayern probably should have won the game by 2 goals. They hit the post twice or 3 times, I think.
Yeah,
so they did have better chances than Arsenal.
So Kimmich scored the game winner and the fixture winner in the 63rd minute.
I would like to say danke.
I don't really care of either the these two teams. So I mean, it is what it is. I just know that Bayern is gonna run into a buzzsaw that is, you know, our next team that we're gonna talk about in Real Madrid. As they defeat Man City, they win. The game tied. It was a draw.
It was a draw. We didn't lose.
This leg was determined on penalties, and like that was the only bit of Champions League leg two that I've watched. I was literally at the airport, and it was on at one of the bars, and I was watching the fucking the penalties. I can't remember who missed the first penalty or who missed the penalty for City.
For City, it was Bernardo and Kovacic.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So was it Bernardo who shot it right at the keeper?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so first off, I'm like, listen, Bernardo is one of the better City players, one of the more, you know, the one of the players that I'm more confident in these situations. For him to shoot it dead center right in the middle, bro.
Like, I hear you, but
I'm not a City fan. I'm not a City fan, but I was like inside of me, I was like boiling a little bit because I know that you were also boiling up inside as well.
So here's my thing, right? So my thing is the whole time I'm watching the match, the only time I actually really, really got upset was when Real Madrid scored. And I didn't really get upset at the fact that they scored, because in my mind, I was like, okay, City are going to score a goal. Like, I trust them to score a goal. What pissed me off was the fact that, for some reason, dude, I don't know, last week on Twitter, I put out a tweet saying, or X, whatever. No one calls it X. Fuck it, dude. Doesn't matter. So I put, Manchester City has been playing better without Kyle Walker. We should leave it like that or something like that. So I don't know, something along the lines of that. Kyle Walker comes back to his game. Mind you, he's always played very well, and he played very well against Madrid for the most part. But for the goal that Madrid scored, he kept Vinny onside and Rodrigo onside. So I forget, because Vinny got the ball, crossed it, and then it ended with a goal Rodrigo. But my thing that pissed me off about Kyle Walker is because I kept noticing it throughout the match. I kept noticing it. Anytime Madrid threw a long ball, this guy would raise his hand and like asking for an offside, and he would just stop running. He would just raise his hand, stop running. Dude, you're a professional. Why are you stop? If the referee doesn't whistle, keep going, man. Don't raise your hand. Like, you're not the referee. Even if you raise your hand, what the fuck's that gonna do? So like that's what pissed me off about him is, and honestly, I hope to God that he doesn't play these last six matches, because this guy, man, I'm telling you, it's like his brain just switches off.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand why he's the captain. I really don't.
I don't either. Like, I really, really hope this season he goes. Like, I get that he's helped City a lot throughout the last years, but people forget that last season, the only games he played were against Madrid. And other than that, it was Akanji who was playing right back. And if it wasn't Akanji, it was Rico Lewis. Like, it's very well documented that he wasn't happy that he didn't play the Champions League final. But who cares? Pep didn't care. I don't know why Pep now is sucking his balls, bro. He shouldn't be. Like, the guy sucks. He's costed us a lot of goals this season because he keeps raising his fucking hand.
See, but this is why I think that Pep is like halfway out the door already, bro. Because like for things that you say, like exactly that, like last year he wouldn't have made that mistake. He would have put in the players that should be deserving to play instead
of what I'm saying, man. Like I said, Kyle Walker being injured was literally a blessing in disguise for the team. What if you notice the matches that we played with Kyle Walker, we were scoring less. Now, the matches that Kyle Walker was out, we were scoring more. I think we scored four goals against Crystal Palace. We scored four goals against Aston Villa. And then I think we scored three goals or something against, and then we played Madrid. And then Kyle Walker comes back. Yeah, we scored three against Madrid. Then Kyle Walker comes back, and we only score one and concede one. I don't know, man. I think we're way better off with Rico Lewis or Akanji playing right back, just because they can go into the midfield better. I think Kyle Walker just doesn't give us that.
Yeah, he's getting up there in age, but, too, so...
Right. So anyway, when penalties came, I told my wife, I said, it's over. Because I've seen City, like, throughout the years, penalties, it's not our thing. I don't think we practice them in training. I really don't. I don't think they do. I think Pep kind of has this mentality, like Dana White from the UFC, where Dana White says, you know, like, there's some, you know how there's some fights where it's, like, really close? Or sometimes, like, it's a fight where you think, oh, this guy clearly won, but then the decision is made and then the other guy wins. I think Dana White always says, if you want to be sure to win the fight, you got to knock the opponent out. You can't really leave it up to a decision. Right. So I think that's kind of what Pep's mentality is like, we are, like, the reason why we're not practicing pens is because you guys should be winning the match without pens.
Correct.
You know, so I, at that point, I wasn't even mad. Like when we lost to Pels, I wasn't even that mad because it's like whatever. We tried. Like we missed a lot of chances. That was our own fault. Like we missed so many chances, man. Like it's not like Madrid killed us. Like we absolutely deserve to win, but that's what happens when you don't take your chances, man.
Yeah.
But hey, best of luck to Bayern Munich. Hopefully they smack Real Madrid. Hopefully they slap them around.
That ain't gonna happen, bro.
Hopefully
it ain't gonna happen, bro.
No, so I think it's gonna be a tight game. I think Madrid are gonna play more open because you could tell they were terrified of City, man. Like they were terrified. Like the way they defended, they were. It's like we were playing Atletico Madrid, man. Hmm. They had all the team. Every single player was back. I think against Bayern it's gonna be a much, much more open match. I think Bayern Munich have a good chance, man.
So just to recap, the semifinals start next week. On Tuesday, it's going to be Bayern versus Madrid. And then the next day on Wednesday, it's going to be Dortmund versus PSG. So they're playing in... So Dortmund is at home. And that also means that Bayern is at home for the first leg. So interesting to see where it works. How it works out for all teams. We will revisit this once the first leg is over, obviously. We also got to do our semifinal sim, so
yeah, we could do it at your house next week. We could. Real quick, now we're done with the Champions League. I want to touch on what happened right after the Champions League. So 2 days later, Manchester City played Chelsea in the FA Cup semifinal. I think it was obvious that City players were going to be tired. I don't know if you saw the highlights or saw the game, but
I knew they were tired. I knew they were playing. But the only thing I can go off of is what you call it, your reactions on Twitter. So I'm assuming they lost?
No, who?
City?
No, we won.
Oh, okay.
We won 1-0, but like we were, man, from the first minute, City were super, super tired. Like you could tell they were kind of just, think about it.
Was that you the lose second a match, leg?
You play. No. There's only one leg. Yeah. There was gonna be, dude. So luckily for City, they won in 90 minutes. But if they hadn't, they would have to go into extra time again. So they played 120 minutes against Madrid. 2 days later, they had to play again against Chelsea. They literally didn't rest a single day, and we somehow beat Chelsea 1-0 thanks to Nicholas Jackson, because he can't score goals to save his life. And I think Chelsea are just an embarrassment, man, because they should have beaten us. They really should have beaten us. But and then the next day, United played. Who the fuck did they play, dude? Who the fuck? It was like this championship side. Let me see. What were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say. So it's the Manchester Derby for the finals
again. Yes, sir.
That's gonna be a good match.
So listen to this. Coventry played Manchester United. I don't know if you saw what happened in that game.
No.
So Manchester United.
I watched the final.
Yeah.
But I don't watch the FA Cup.
No, I get it. Yeah. So Manchester United were winning 3-0 in, I think, like the 70th minute, man, or 60th minute. They were winning 3-0. And Coventry, this team from the championship, from the second division, they were, you know, everyone had kind of just written them off at that point. But nope, here they come. And in literally about 10, 20 minutes, they scored 3 goals. So it ended 3-3. They end up going to extra time. And in minute 120, Coventry scored a goal to make it 4-3. But luckily for United, they got referees on their side. So the goal didn't count because it was offside. And then they showed the picture, the picture of the offside. It was literally a toe offside. Not even. I think they just it's obvious that the FA kind of wants the Manchester Derby, you know, more money, whatever. But it's just, it was unfair to Coventry. They end up going to penalties and United won on penalties. So now that's how we got the Manchester Derby. But that game was hilarious, man. Like, United were embarrassed, completely embarrassed.
I'm trying to see where Coventry is. Oh, yeah, they're eighth.
Are in seventh place or eighth place in the championship.
Yeah. Man, I'm looking at these teams and there's some decent teams here. But yeah, that's not our place. We don't talk about the championship. We talk about the Prem, okay?
No. Championships League.
The Championships League, yeah, exactly. So next point, since we talked about City's Champions League defense is now over. Something else just happened. Something else happened. And someone else's happened. Season is over. Liverpool's season is now over. They lost today. They lost today.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's over for them.
It's over for them, dude. It's over for them.
It's over for them. You could clearly tell by Trent crying. It's over. Trent was crying after he got subbed off.
I told you, man. Yep. What did I tell you weeks ago? I told you that this match was going to make or break Liverpool, and that's what happened.
To be fair, it's Arsenal who I really worry about. I don't really care about Liverpool. It's Arsenal who I really... Because Arsenal look unstoppable. But we know they are... You know, we know they are, that they can be stopped. It's just a matter of a team stopping them. Because Chelsea yesterday, man, I'm telling you, dude, a dead person's brain is more alive than a Chelsea's players. Crazy. Can't even make a single pass correctly, dude. And then you got Nicholas Jackson up there. I'm telling you, a zombie would make a goal over Nicholas Jackson. My man, they can make the goal size of, I don't know, a tunnel, and he still wouldn't score. Dude's complete trash, man. Chelsea have spent so much money, and honestly, man, they should get relegated.
So really, but now it just ends up as a two-team race, which you guys have a big game tomorrow against Brighton.
Super big. Super big, and
I'm not gonna say that it's gonna be like the tipping point for the season. But I do feel like you definitely do have your hands full with Brighton.
So listen,
then you have to play Forest on Saturday, on Sunday.
Yeah,
you have to play Forest on Sunday. So it's like that's not gonna be an easy game either.
No. So I have a superstition, right? Like I always have to be home to watch these games, and tomorrow I'm gonna be at work. I'm gonna be at my other job, so I'm not gonna be able to watch the game. And honestly, that makes me nervous because every time I'm at that other job, they always tie or lose. So tomorrow, hopefully, my luck changes.
Yeah, because you're what? You're 2 points ahead or 1 point ahead?
Well, right now we're 4 points behind Arsenal.
Yeah, you're four points behind.
We have, yeah. I mean, if that happens, dude, I'm quitting my job tomorrow.
What if they draw
or lose? Yeah, because that's like I said. Every time I've gone to work at that other job, they've always drawn or lose.
You should just call out.
I can't.
Sure, you can.
Okay, I'm calling out Sunday. Well, hopefully my boss will see this.
Well, say you're sick. Say you're sick, bro.
Yes.
Anyways, moving on. We got some news in La Liga. Breaking today, actually, that Xavi changed his mind and he's staying at Barca for at least another year.
It's hilarious. Dude went like 5 months, 4 months saying he was going to leave. And you know what? I think he did that just to get a reaction from his players. Don't you?
Maybe. I mean, Barcelona has nothing else to play for.
That's what I'm saying. So now that they're out of everything, he's like, oh, I'm staying. Because like, I feel like it kind of worked when he said he was leaving. Barca hadn't lost a match in like 2 months. And They were on route to beat PSG if it wasn't for that stupid red card. I don't know. To me, it's a stupid decision. I think Xavi's a bad coach.
So, I don't think he's a bad coach. He's better than Pirlo was. Pirlo wasn't ready. And you, here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Barcelona has given Xavi everything in the world to succeed. And that's his biggest damnation, is that like he's literally had everything he's ever wanted besides, you know, excess amount of money. To succeed in La Liga, he has the squad. Whereas Juve, we had nothing to give fucking Pirlo. I think Pirlo came in on his last year with Ronaldo. I could be wrong, but he came in right at the end, and he did nothing.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, is he you know, a coach that will lead you to Champions League or multiple, you know, league titles? Probably not. And he could get there. You never know. He could get there. But right now, no, he's not. And him staying with Barca, maybe Barca sees something, or maybe they're putting faith in him because he's a club legend. Maybe. Don't know. Here's the thing. Madrid did the same thing with Zidane. And look what happened. He won the Champions League when he should have got fired the season before. So you never know. It's big news because I wasn't expecting it either. So, yeah, hopefully it works out for Barca.
Yeah, hopefully it does.
But the last thing that we're going to talk about today, and this is more of a me thing. I mean, you could butt in too if you want. But Inter officially clinches the Serie A title. As much as it hurts for me to say this, they clinch it. They beat AC Milan in order to clinch it. They deserve it because they're literally the best team. They're technically the best team in Europe. Technically.
It's nuts. I mean, yeah. I mean, they got the most points out of everyone.
The best team in Europe. They played just as many games. Well, not just as many. But they played a lot of games. I want to say, like, out of all the leagues, not including the Prem, of course, I want to say the Serie A, they play the most games. Out of every other league. So I mean, you kind of have to give them their flowers in terms of that, because they literally beat in the second hardest league in the world 2 years in a row. I know we did it for like 8 years straight, but 8-9 years. But
Ronaldo came and took you guys down.
Yeah, pretty much. We spent all our money on Ronaldo, and then it was the downfall. But yeah, dude, you got to give them their flowers. I don't want to say that. It hurts for me to say that, but you got to. Silver lining is we pretty much clinched the Champions League spot. We played, we as in Juve, Juventus, we played our second leg against Lazio in the Coppa Italia, and we lost, but we still went through on aggregate. So that is a good thing. Now we play in the finals against Atalanta, which historically we have a good record against them. I'm just afraid of our form. I also want to call it right here, right now. If we lose the final, Allegri's getting sacked, bro.
I mean, Allegri's he should be sacked. Gone either way. He should be gone either way.
He's got one more season on his contract.
Yeah, hopefully so he's gone either way.
Hopefully, but again, who's out there on the market right now? You know, Klopp isn't gonna fucking come over to us, dude.
No. But anyone right now is
no.
I would take anyone, bro, deserves a chance over Allegri. Allegri's time is done, man.
No, fucking, you know, no, that's not true. Fucking, I'd rather have Allegri than Sarri. That man single-handedly ruined us, bro. Like, we said, we joke and say it's Ronaldo, but it really was Sarri.
Like, it was both.
He ruined Chelsea, and then he came to Juventus and ruined Juventus, so... But yeah,
he's a weirdo, man.
But yeah, that's going to be an interesting final. I'm excited. I'm also really nervous. Like, you know how it feels because, you know, you just went through all that shit with, you know, in the Champions League and whatnot. But literally, this might be our only chance to win anything over the next, you know, 5-6 years. So, of course, we make it to a cup final and I want to win this final. You know, I want to win this final like really bad. So hopefully we do it. But I'm not really confident in it. So, but yeah, anything else you want to talk about, bro?
No, that was it, man. I think, just covered everything that happened over the week. Hopefully, you know, your computer doesn't crash or the file doesn't get corrupted. 'Cause I want this episode to actually go out this week. So hopefully everyone stays safe. Hopefully everyone's healthy. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Make sure, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your podcasts. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. We not only put the video version of the podcast there, we also do other videos like FIFA videos or and stuff like that. Reactions are coming soon. We also did a tier list for the MLS kits. So, yeah. But anyways, make sure you also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handles will be in the description of the podcast. I realize I just slurred. I have a fat tongue, so like saying certain words fucking suck. But make sure you follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you want to see. What do you want us to talk about? What kind of videos you want us to do? Or if you just have a general question, go ahead and follow us on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. For all of that. But until next time, again, this has been Caught Offsides. I am Joe.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see y'all next time.